The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers. You can hear those just about anywhere. And we won't be talking to any crew chiefs for the same reason. In fact, if we ever do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So grab yourself a cold drink. Sit back in your seat because we're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it's one of the things we do best. Today's show is crowning the 2014 Cup champ at Homestead from a NASCAR fan's view. And so the season comes down to this. Four teams will contend for the 2014 NASCAR Sprint Cup Championship in a heads-up race at Homestead. One race, all four start with the same number of points, and one of the four will be crowned the 2014 NASCAR Cup champion. All any of the four needs to do is finish ahead of the other three, and that one becomes the champ. None of the four has to win, none of the four has to run up front, and none of the four gets any extra points for anything, so as long as one of them finishes ahead of the other three, that one will be the 2014 NASCAR Sprint Cup champ. So, does that mean we're in for an uneventful afternoon and evening at Homestead? Well, could be, but probably not. Considering the way the chase has gone so far, this could be another one of those races that anything could happen. And probably will. This will probably aggravate a few people, but it is this fan's opinion that only one of the four finalists deserves to be there. Well, okay. I guess as much as I hate to admit it, there are really two. What I'm about to say next almost explains what I mean when I say only one of the four deserves to be contending in the finale for the Sprint Cup Championship. Kevin Harvick has been the most consistent performer of the four finalists for the whole season and could probably have had six or seven wins himself, except for some challenges he and his team faced throughout the 2014 season. Still, he and the number four team showed up almost every week with the fastest car and often was the car to beat until the situations, or challenges, turned their luck to the bad side of the equation. In my opinion, and at this point in the chase, he is the only one of the final four that really deserves to be there. So I guess you're probably wondering what in the world I'm talking about. Well, in actuality, the rest of the final four are there, at least in this fan's opinion, because of good racing luck. That has more to do with where they are than any other words so many have liked throwing around, throughout this chase in particular. Words like consistency, determination, and even that ugly word hardly any racer likes to talk about, patience. They all had far less to do with their being where they are at Homestead rather than the ugly beast of racing luck. At this point, I would also like to add the phrase, overcoming adversity. That seems to be another set of words many people have liked to attribute to these other three also. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying, because having been a fan and a racer, and understanding that racing luck is something that all racers contend with every time they get in a race car, it can either help you or go against you at any time. This is not something new, but it is something that has been made very evident this season, and in particular during this 2014 chase. Take, for example, Joey Logano. It is true he has been one of the most consistent and a top performer during the first nine races of the chase this season, but it is also true, had circumstances turned out slightly differently in a race or two during the chase, he would not even be contending for the Cup Championship at this point. Denny Hamlin is another this fan thinks is in the finale because of good racing luck, and both of them only have to look back as far as last weekend to see the benefit of it being in their favor and turning their bad day into a good one. Both of them were on the verge of being eliminated from advancing because of certain situations that arose during the race, and, as luck would have it, the yellows came out at the right time, and they were able to get back into contention and end up advancing. Although slightly different, Ryan Newman is in pretty much the same place as the other two, at least in this fan's view. He has had a very consistent year and chase, but has no wins this season, and wasn't in a place to advance to the finale with only several laps remaining last week. Once again, as luck would have it, a caution came out at just the right time for him and put him right back into contention. Even he admitted he had to do something he wasn't all that proud of. But you've got to do what you got to do. So he forced his way into the chase by slamming into Kyle Larson, putting him into the wall, and gaining the one spot he needed to make it into the chase. Although I know there won't be that many that agree with me on these points, and there will be those that just might say I'm not happy with the Final Four racing for the Sprint Cup Championship at Homestead, I do think racing luck had a lot to do with at least three of the four finalists making it to this point. After the race last weekend, I tweeted at Podcast Norm that I thought Kevin Harvick was going to be the 2014 Sprint Cup champion. Well, now I've had a week to think about that tweet, and here is what I would like to add. Jeff Gordon is going to win the race Sunday afternoon at Homestead, and Kevin Harvick will be the 2014 NASCAR Sprint Cup champion. Hey, look at it this way. Just like 12 of the 16 chasers for 2014, I've got nothing to lose. But if it happens the way I say, well, as luck would have it, I was right. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Podcast Norm Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Theme. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Theme royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, five themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.